This would have been the 10th year for the Live Screw City Beer Festival in Rockford. Aaron Slager is the director and co-founder of the event. He says when the pandemic hit, he thought the festival would still happen because September seemed so far away.
After a couple months, it became apparent that, you know, it wasn't going to happen. So we had to start brainstorming what we wanted to do, what kind of direction we wanted to take.
Slager admits at first, organizers thought about doing some type of festival in a box. The concept was to have people purchase a box that contained a glass and a six-pack of beer. But, he explains, breweries already had uncertain production schedules, so that idea didn't seem logical. The next idea landed the win. The festival went virtual. It took place on September 12th. Slager states they came across a platform called Hop In. This virtual environment is specifically for events and not so much meetings like Zoom. He says the virtual audience had the option to drink beer as they interacted. He compares the setup to a music festival where there is a main stage and several side stages. In this case, the main stage showcased interviews of several breweries.
See what they've been up to, see how they kind of navigated the shutdown. It's hit a lot of breweries pretty hard, and some breweries were able to make it through, obviously.
The Boone County Conservation District puts on the Autumn Pioneer Festival in Belvedere. This takes place one weekend out of the year.
It's a two-day event for the public, but we have exhibitors and people coming in advance for that one weekend.
That was Mark Friedland. He's program coordinator for the district. Friedland shares that the decision to go virtual happened in June. He says organizers started planning right away because the event would now be a video production. Friedland says they first reached out to Rock Valley Community College.
And with our tight timeline and the quality that we wanted for the videos, they actually helped recommend a local production company.
It went with a company called Vixen Productions because he says they were local and had the best price. He acknowledges there are plenty of things to look forward to. Some include blacksmiths, Native American beadwork, and a gentleman who will show people how to play cricket.
Also some educational opportunities. A lot of times, this was talking about the history of Boone County, and we decided to have our natural resource director, Josh Sage, tell about the natural areas in Boone County and the landscape.
This virtual event takes place September 26th and the 27th. Rockford's Greenwich Village Art Fair also went virtual. Proceeds from the art fair's admission support the Rockford Art Museum. Carrie Johnson is its executive director and curator. She says planning for the virtual event started as early as May. This was done with the help of graphic designer Sarah Axelson. She created a website for the fair.
And we kind of thought that it was the best thing for us to do was to kind of use this platform as a marketing tool for artists. So we did not take any percentage of sales. We really wanted to let the artists shine.
Johnson expresses that that's in part because most artist shows were canceled this summer and the museum wanted to make up for that. The site went live the weekend of September 19th and 20th. Johnson says the website is set up like the fair. The artist section off by type. The web pages include links to the artist's e-commerce sites. Facebook and Instagram were used to engage spectators.
So we had artist studio visits that the artists sent videos into us. A big part of our fair every year too is the Point Bar, and we've got the Love Lemon Martinis. So we went and saw Doc and Jerry at Courtman Gallery, and they were the ones that came up with the recipe for the Love Lemon Martinis.
A Facebook video shows instructions for this. Johnson says the virtual event saved money on overhead, but the museum lost more than half of the funds they would have gotten from admissions and other proceeds. Aaron Slager and Mark Friedland share that assessment about their own festivals. Johnson mentions the museum looked at the silver lining of having a virtual art fair. She says the website had 25,000 page views, and she says next year they will possibly continue some type of virtual element, even if a physical fair is possible. Still, successful or not, Johnson, Slager, and Freeland agree that for that true festive feeling, nothing takes the place of physical human interaction. I'm Yvonne Booz.